I was looking at a map of Africa and tracing the course of the Great Zambezi River with my finger. It's the river that plummets over the edge of a huge cliff and into a 100-meter gorge below, forming the world-famous Victoria Falls, before it reaches the Indian Ocean. The river itself has its source in Zambia and travels through four different countries, cutting the land in two for hundreds of thousands of people who live near its banks. My friend and office mate, Sister Janet Ferns, peeked over my shoulder. "I know the man who built a bridge over that river," she said. "Right now he's here in Rome, and he'd probably be quite happy to speak to you." She was right, and he actually came in to Vatican Radio to see us.
My name is Brother Crispin Valeri. This is my religious name.
So you are a Franciscan friar?
Capuchin
friar.
Capuchin friar, yes.
How long have you been a Franciscan Capuchin?
Oh, since 1960. So it's 46 years.
And so you were saying you were born in Italy, but you went to the United States.
Yes, I went to the United States as an immigrant. And after 6 years, the Lord inspired me to become a Capuchin. And I noticed that was my vocation.
Brother Crispin told me that after 6 years in America, his province opened a mission in what was then Northern Rhodesia until 1964.
Then, the 24th of October, they went independent from England, and they called Zambia. The name comes from the River of Zambezi.
Right.
It's one of the biggest rivers in Africa. It's over 2,000 kilometers long. I was there for 25 years, but when I went to Zambezi, Chiningi, the name of our mission was the name of Chiningi Mission.
Chiningi.
Yeah. Was nothing there, so I thought here must be done something, you know, because we used to cross with canoe, us and the people.
This crocodile-infested river.
Yeah, well, so... also that, of course. And when we used to come back from the city full of material like cement, food, and so we had to cross by canoe. And this was a very, very uncomfortable thing to do, you know.
And dangerous.
Dangerous, too, especially when there is a flood, you know.
Of course.
So I thought to my superior, we have to do something here. Here we have to have a pontoon. At least we can put a car up. Can you do it? Well, I'm ready to do it. Why not? I mean, although I never made one, but the spirit says I can do it. So anyway.
Were any of you an architect?
No. I have only elementary school and 2 years high school.
That's oh, all. Goodness.
Because in the school I wasn't very good. Studying, I'm not... they're good. I'm only good for my hands.
With your hands.
I do maintenance and so on. So they gave permission, and the first thing I did was a pontoon.
Brother Crispin explained that a pontoon is a flat-bottomed boat that can carry vehicles. This, he said, made a huge difference to community life, as supplies could finally be carried across the river with ease.
Now, the other problem is the bridge. The bridge, well, one day I saw on National Geographic, you know, a bridge catwalk, we call it catwalk or a footbridge.
It's one of those bridges that sways in the wind.
Yeah.
made what material is it?
Steel.
Made? Steel.
It's all steel. It's all cables, given by the mines.
But what do the cables hang on?
Hang on, just like the Brooklyn Bridge.
Wow.
But it's not like a Brooklyn Bridge. Brooklyn Bridge is one thing. My bridge, Brooklyn Bridge are cars and the trains and so on. But my bridge is only foot.
How long is your bridge?
The bridge, it is 300 meters long or 1,000 feet long.
So did you choose the right place in the river?
Yes, it's right near to our mission. So I took all the measurements of the bridge, the length, the width, and the mines. Gave me all the steel I need for nothing, all free. If I had to pay, I couldn't make it.
Did you ask the mines?
Yes. I went to mines. As long as for social work, the mines gave me everything. But all the material was all the material, all second-hand material, was nothing new. Because the mines, they had a lot of scrap, you know, a lot of scrap, but in good condition. Mm-hmm. The engineer, they guarantee these cables are strong enough for your work. Mm-hmm. So the engineer, actually, they figured out for me. They figured out.
So they did the calculation.
The calculation, because I'm not able to do that. That you need an engineer. I gave him the length of the bridge, how many people walk on it, and they gave me the right cable for the bridge. The cable is about this thick, you know, this thick.
It's about 10 centimeters in diameter?
No, well, it's I think it's five centimeters in diameter. And so if it wasn't for the mines, I couldn't do that because it would cost thousands and thousands of dollars, which I didn't have. Anyway, I carry everything with my lorry. We had a lorry for ourselves, 10-ton lorry. So we carry all the material. I made about 10 trips, 800 kilometers long or 500 miles. It took me 2 days to go and 2 days to come back, only traveling.
Where to? Where were the mines?
In the mines, they were in Kitwe.
So this is north of Chinigi?
It's north of Chinigi, yes, mm-hmm. north. Every city there has mines, but...
What do they mine?
Copper. By the way, Zambia is one of the richest country mines of copper. That's the main industry is copper. So I carry all that cross. I had all the minimum machines to pull the cables. And I did not have a crane. Or I did not have nothing about that. I had all these small
right,
things.
Right.
And some of the things I borrowed from the mines. And I had with me 6 men, labor. So I was the main guy to lead the thing and so on. But I had another man, but the other man was invisible.
Yes.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, I do.
Was invisible. He the one
who was guiding
who
you.
Guided me
right.
All the work done.
So he guided you well.
Yes, right. No mistakes.
Brother Crispin told me it took him 5 years to build the bridge because at the same time he had much to do at the mission, taking care of maintenance for the hospital, the church, and the school as well. When your bridge was finished, the community must have been very happy.
Well, the bridge was finished, thank God, and the government, that's Kaunda, was the president.
Yes.
He gave me an award.
Really?
Yeah, he gave me humbly speaking, he gave me first class award. He recognized, you know, that.
You're saying your bridge has been featured in magazine articles.
Yes, there was put two times in National Geographic.
You can then all see it on the internet as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Then they put a couple of times, maybe 3 times in South Africa. I have the magazine. Then they put also in the paper in Zambia, African papers, you know.
Well, it must have made a big difference to the life of the people.
Yes, because before the people, they could cross from 6 to 6. When the canoe man was there, sometimes the canoe man wasn't there.
Right.
So they couldn't cross. Right. Now they can cross 24 hours a day.
Also, you were saying that you built the bridge after a tragic accident.
Yes.
Would you tell us about that accident?
A woman had to deliver a baby. The baby was not in the right size.
You know, was in the right position.
So so they had to bring it to the hospital. So it was 9 o'clock in the evening. It was dark. And even the moon wasn't there. It was completely dark. So the sister said, well, we have to bring this lady. So they asked Father Rock. So... they took the sick woman, the husband, the relatives. There were 11 people.
And one of your sisters as well.
The sister, Sister Delphina, she was in charge of that work. So they had to cross with a boat. The boat was a metal boat with a motor. But the boat was 10 foot. So Father Rock, an American father, says, look, we have too many people here, we cannot cross because it could be dangerous. But the people refuse. No, we have to cross. We don't want to wait for the canoe to come back. Anyway, they insist. So they all left. When it was about in the middle of the river, maybe the river was a little bit shaky because the wind, you know, was a little windy. And somehow they all fall down, they all sink down into the river. Now, five of these people, they swim across, but six, they couldn't swim. Maybe some child also was there, and they just were, including Father Rock.
And the pregnant women died.
Oh, the pregnant women died, yeah.
And
yeah.
Sister Delphina.
The sister Delphina died, yeah. Yeah, yeah, that it was a tragedy for us.
What Brother Crispin didn't tell me is that his is one of only five crossings along the 2,574-kilometre length of the Zambezi. There are probably a lot of other things he didn't mention as well. As I realised, he's one of the most modest men I have ever met.
I am 72 now. I work in Curia General. Mm-hmm. I am a doorkeeper.
Ah.
I am a doorkeeper. I do also maintenance.
Right, you've always
yeah.
done maintenance.
Yeah, I do maintenance.
You're God's handyman.
Handyman, that's right. Yeah. I am, they say in America, jack of all trades, but master of none.